Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, as I was seeking the Lord as to what He would have, I felt to continue on with a little different slant on the messages we were sharing last week, and that was on the prophet Jonah, the disobedient and unwilling prophet. There were a lot of lessons in this book, and before we go into what God would have me share, let's just take a moment to pray. Father, we thank You for the Word of God which is truth. We thank You, Jesus came to us, the living Word, and has made through the power of the Holy Spirit, as we have been born again and accepted Jesus, Lord, we have the reality of truth in our life. We thank You, Lord, for a knowledge of the truth. We thank You, Lord, for ministering to the needs. God, You are a great and merciful God. You love people. You sent Jesus so that mankind could be redeemed and again have fellowship in a very personal way with His God. And so, Father, we thank You above all else for that. But now also, Lord, I pray for needs of those who are listening, whether they're spiritual needs, oppression, discouragement. I rebuke the work of the enemy against Your people, the spiritual attacks, the emotional attacks, and Lord, also those who need physical healing in their bodies. By the stripes of Jesus, we were already healed, Peter said. So, Father, I release the healing virtue of Jesus Christ. I pray for peace of heart, peace of mind. Move in their circumstances, Lord, if they need provision of any kind, financial or help or whatever need may exist in their lives, Father. It is Your will to meet all of our needs according to Your riches and glory. So thank You, Lord, for touching every listener, and open our hearts, Father, to understand the beauty of Your word and to see significance as well as application for our own lives. We thank You for this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Well, last week, we spent the week looking at the unwilling prophet. We looked at those short four chapters which comprise the book of the prophet Jonah. And what I'd like to do this week, on a little different angle or slant, we're going to look at a comparison of Jesus and Jonah. Now, that might be somewhat shocking on the surface, because we know that Jonah was, while he was a prophet called of God, he was not at all happy with the message that was given him to preach to the wicked Ninevites that they would repent. 40 days he did that. However, we see Jesus. I saw a comparison. You know, Jonah was unwilling, but we see the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a mystery our minds can't fully comprehend. He was in the beginning with God. He always was God. The Word was God. And nothing was made that is made without the living Word of God speaking it forth. However, He divested Himself of His divinity to the extent of moving as God would, and He limited Himself to that of mankind. He was born of a virgin. So He was totally God, but He was also totally a man. And when I said there was some comparison, we see from His agony in the Garden of Gethsemane how, as a human, that is not what He wanted to do. He was not, if He, in fact, He said, all things are possible, God. Father, can you work this out some other way? And yet, because of His love, dedication, and His love of the human race, He was willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice, the cruelest and most horrific punishment that the Roman Empire could devise, that of crucifixion. So we are going to make this comparison, as we did last week. In case you didn't hear the broadcast, they're always available at our website, unveilchrist.org. We found that there are three important lessons we saw in that short book. The perils of disobedience. God asked Jonah to do something, and he was not at all excited. More than not at all excited, he fled from the presence of God. He headed the other way, got as far as probably Spain, possibly, and hoping perhaps that, well, maybe God will find someone else because he's splitting the scene, and maybe God will use another prophet, Hosea, for example, at that time, some other prophet that would be willing to take that mission. And he ended up, if you recall, for 3 days and three nights in the belly of a large fish. So we learned that it's not a good thing to disobey God knowingly. I say that explicitly, knowingly and unwillingly. We may do that at times, but not realizing we're disobeying God. But it was very clear in Jonah's case. Also, we see God used imperfect vessels then as he does today. As far as Jonah, he was godly. He was a prophet. He was prayerful. He was courageous. He was truthful. But also, he was self-willed. He was bigoted. He was selfish. He was certainly jealous of his prophetic reputation, because after he spent 40 days in that city, what he prophesied didn't come to pass because the Ninevites repented and God averted his judgment. And we can see in this book that God's love, his mercy and grace, not only was extended to the rebellious prophet Jonah, but to a heathen nation that didn't know anything about the ways of God. And this really is the theme of the entire book, that the God of the Hebrews has concern for the whole world. That wonderful scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever should believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And so we're going to look at a comparison of Jonah and Jesus. And I'd like to share a scripture with you found in the Gospel of John, the 7th chapter. And actually, I want to go up to, let me read verse 32. Jesus had been preaching, and there was disagreement about who he was. They weren't certain. They liked to hear his message, the common people did. But in verse 32, it says, the Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him. For example, in 31, they said, many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done? And so they didn't like what they were hearing. They were jealous and concerned about their authority, because Romans did rule over them. And so the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. All right, so what do we see happening? In verses 32 and 33, Jesus went on to say, I'm with you a little while, and then I go unto him that sent me. Now let's go basically down. There was not an agreement. The people couldn't quite understand, or there was an agreement about who he was. And in verse 40, it says, many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? So there was division among the people because of them. And some of them would have taken him. Remember, the chief priests said, go get him. But no man laid hands on him. All right, let's read verse 45. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have ye not brought him? And the officers answered, never man spake like this man. Praise God. And that is as true today as it was then. In that same chapter, Nicodemus spoke up to the Pharisees and asked a question in verse 51. Doth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? Then answered and said unto him, art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet, and every man went unto his own house. But obviously the Pharisees were greatly in error. Not only was the great prophet from Galilee, as far as that's where the majority of his ministry took place, but they were forgetting that one of their own prophets, Jonah, also came out of Galilee. Jonah was from Gath-Hepher, only a few miles northeast of Nazareth, and he lived approximately in the 8th century BC when Amos and Hosea were prophesying. He is specifically referred to in 2 Kings 14 and 25 by this word, "Jeroboam restored the border of Israel according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet who was from Gath-Hepher." And you know, names in the Bible always have a special significance. As you perhaps may know, Jesus is Greek for Joshua or Yeshua, meaning Jehovah is salvation. Christ, of course, means the anointed one. And Jonah, his name means dove. And if this was an expression of his human nature, then it may explain why he chose to flee the wickedness and violence of Nineveh. But more importantly, his name has spiritual significance. He was the son of Amittai. His father's name, of course, is shrouded in obscurity, but it means truth. Jesus is the son of the Father who no one knew but him, and he is the son of truth. The dove, the symbol of the Holy Spirit, actually bodily descended upon Jesus, and Jesus is the dove of peace and reconciliation. And Jonah, of course, was used as a vessel for reconciliation as the Holy Spirit. So my time has flown, and we must bring this broadcast to a close. I pray you're being blessed. It's a fascinating comparison as we go further into the details of their lives. And I pray you can join me tomorrow at the same time. We're heard Monday through Friday on the station at the same time. And if you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. And also, if you have prayer needs, I'm here as a minister of prayer for you. I personally pray for you and answer the mail, and the Lord gives just what is needed. Over the years, there have been many testimonies of how God has moved through the ministry of correspondence. So I invite you to write, share your needs. I pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass A. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.